2SER 107.3. That was Immortal Hands by Stereolab. Ever wanted to record in a professional studio? The Queer Studio by Transmedium and Heaps Decent is opening its doors for 3 days, inviting queer and trans teens ages 15 to 19 to learn music production, write songs, record and be mentored by two queer musicians. I'm joined in the studio now by Claude Bailey and musical artist Anesu. Good morning to both of you. Thanks for coming in.
Good morning. How are you?
Yes, very well. Thank you.
Hello.
Claude, now before we dive into what Queer Studio is all about, can you give us some background on Transmedium and Heaps Decent?
For sure. So Heaps Decent is a charity for young people within arts and music. We run lots of workshops in juvies, in refuges, in hospitals. And then Transmedium is my organization. And we are a trans youth arts org as well. So we're partnering. I work for both of them. So I'm kind of, I'm between both. And yeah, we're partnering together to create a like curated specific program that is for trans teenagers. It's a music program. We're calling it a music residency. Honestly, if I'm being honest here, I don't even know what that means. I just think it sounded cool.
Sounds professional enough.
It does. Well, it is going to be professional. We have a professional studio, all the right, you know, equipment. Two amazing artists, and the teens just get to come in for 3 days and learn about creating music, but also about, you know, queer music history. They get to connect with each other, you know, make queer community, which can be really hard when you are a teenager, especially like a lot of the young people who have been applying are from outside of Metro Sydney. So that, yeah, it's just a place to connect, create art, and have a good time.
Sounds so good. That's awesome. And the Queer Studio itself is happening during the next school holidays from the 8th to the 10th of October. It's a 3-day program designed for queer teens to come together, learn music, meet like-minded people. What can you share about the program?
Well, this is the third time we're doing it. So it's happened twice before, but this time we're doing it a bit differently. It was really important to work with the two artists, who one of them you'll hear from very shortly, to actually create a program that is, you know, by trans musicians for trans musicians. I'm not a musician. I'm the program producer. I am also a filmmaker. So I definitely don't have the experience of what is actually a part of creating a song. So definitely wanted to build it from the ground up and also be really flexible and malleable to the needs of the young people who are coming through. So part of the application process, we ask like about their music experience, about their accessibility needs. And from there, we try and sculpt a program that is unique to them, because I think that's really important when working with trans young people. But yeah, over the 3 days, they're going to create one song together. I'll let Anesu talk more about that. But yeah, I think it's just to create something together and like stand back from those 3 days and be really proud and have like a tangible thing that is like professionally crafted.
Absolutely. Yeah. And Anesu, participants will work with established queer musicians like yourself and Malika M. Flame. What's the process of building this original song over the 3 days?
I think the idea of building this original song with my friend Malika, who will also be helping with facilitating this workshop, is to really be able to give the teens something to take home with them and something to build on and something to create inspiration. Because often when you are trans and when you are trying to explore, you know, being an artist, there's not really many blueprints or people to go to as reference. There's not really, because you can't really dream, you can only dream so big. Right. And if you don't see yourself represented, that dream is quite limited. And so I think for them to be able to take something home, to share, to talk about, creates motivation, creates inspiration, and hopefully more generations of artists to come afterwards.
That was beautifully said. Thank you. And what does it mean for you to be a part of such an exciting program?
I think it's a part of breaking that sort of lack of representation sort of curse, if you will. I know growing up for me, I didn't really see anyone like myself in any kind of media or arts or even movies, let alone music. So I think it is important to sort of bring in the newer generations and to say like, hey, first of all, it's cool to be trans. It's cool to have a dream. It's cool to do music, and it's cool to do all those three things. And so I think that this is a really important part of that, and hopefully we can keep making that happen.
Yeah, awesome. And do participants need to have any prior music experience for this program?
No, you don't. No.
That is awesome. Mm-hmm. So people can just bring themselves. Do they need to bring an instrument along?
Bring yourself and bring an interest in music. Mm-hmm. Which I think we all have.
Absolutely.
If you're listening to music,
if you're listening to radio right now, you have an interest.
Definitely.
And the reason we're talking about this today is because applications are open until September 1st, 2025, which is next Monday. Where can people go to apply, Claude?
You can go to Transmedium's website or, well, my voice.
That's okay.
Or our Instagram, so TRANS, trans, then medium. That's how you spell it. But yeah, something I also just wanted to quickly add. I think that something that I found doing these kind of programs, I've done a few for trans teenagers, is when you create like a beautiful container of safety where each person is not just like accepted for who they are, we're celebrating that. And that is so important. And that's why you're there. It then allows for like creative freedom when you're not feeling like the odd one out or that people don't really understand you. Like what comes from that kind of safety and space. I've seen some amazing, amazing art. And I think that's something that personally makes me want to keep creating these kind of programs.
Absolutely. I love your work. Well, there you have it. The Queer Studio by Transmedium and Heaps Decent is happening October 8th to the 10th. Applications close next Monday, so be sure to apply sooner rather than later. Claude and Anasu, thank you so much for joining me on 2SER. I've loved having you guys in studio. Best of luck with the program.
Thank you so much.
This next track is Sylvia by Torrance and Julia Baker.
I have got to go away. In the morning when you rise, I'll be halfway down the highway. Neither of my two minds can decide if I'm